时间实在过得很快，
已经开始过关。
我想这也是对我们一个很重要的提醒。
From reminder,
回来会
开局。That the thoughts
are true.
我们需要准备。
我们第一，我这次在特会里面，在我们英雄的追求。
That together we can just pursue this for God.
时代对我们摆在前头的路。
That the Lord has given
us the boundary,
that we will sure help.
每个弟兄姊妹都能够向前直往西安。
That we can truly march forward to Zion.
我们开头还是请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一点圣经。
We read the scripture together.
我们看腓立比书第二章。
We turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们再从十四节到十六节。
You read from verses 14 to 16.
凡所行的，都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，却是无伪。在这弯曲悖谬的时代，都是无瑕疵的儿女。你们行在这时代中，好像如光照耀，像生命的道。
You often put out grumbling or disputing that you can prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, who are positive, perverse and aberration, on whom you appear as lights in the last moment's past and the world of life.
And we see in
chapter 2, verses 1 to 4.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要耽误自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
If therefore there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of spirit, any affection and compassion, make my joy complete and be of the same mind, and being the same love, united with spirit, and of one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but humility of mind that each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for the sake of your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others.
我们已经说过好多次
了。腓
立比书第二章十四节到十六节。这是教会今天在地上所应当追求的一个目标。
That this is what the church on earth ought to pursue as a goal.
也是神在教会里面所要得到的荣耀的结果。
This is also what God wants to obtain as a glorious outcome of the church.
我们说这个结果，这件事情的结果很重要。
Mention that an outcome has a cause.
那我们从腓立比书里面，我们看见至少有四个原因。
We see from the book of Philippians that it's four reasons.
我们曾经讲过，头一个原因就是启示。
He said the first.
这个第二个原因。
The second reason.
就是十字架。
Is the cross.
第三个原因
Third reason,
就是属灵的征战
is spiritual warfare.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要看第四个原因
Tonight we want to see the fourth reason.
这第四个原因呢，就是合一的身体
The fourth reason is the unity of the body.
我们看见在这个腓立比书第二章第一节到第四节这里
We see in Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 to 4
使徒保罗用简单的话给我们画出一幅教会美丽的这个图画。
That the Apostle Paul uses, paints a picture of the beautiful corporate life of the church.
但是呢，这个教会美丽的生活呢，它是建立在那个合一的根基上面。
That this beautiful corporate life is founded on unity.
所以今天，如果教会要能够 显在这世代中像明光照耀，把生命的道表明出来。
So today, if the church were to be a luminary as a corporate body,
教会也必须要追求这个合一。
And the church must pursue this oneness and unity.
我们都知道，在圣经里面
，You know in the Bible,
这个合一啊，不仅是神对地上众教会的一个要求。
That not only is it a requirement of God for the for many of the churches in this world,
它更是神工作那个终极的目标。
We also know that it is a goal of God's work.
在以弗所书里面，保罗也很清楚地给我们看见。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul tells us clearly.
像在保像以弗所书第一章第十节。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10,
这是圣经中的大话。
This is a big saying in the Bible.
他说要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things upon the earth.
这说明神在这个所谓分裂的这个整个宇宙里面，
that in this entire universe,
神透过他的儿子耶稣基督要做一个非常荣耀的工作，
that through his son God wants to do an amazing work,
就是他要把这整个分裂的宇宙把它重新整合，
that God wants to use this divided universe, consolidating it together,
那么把它在基督里把它合一，
that in Christ Jesus to sum it all up.
所以我们看见今天我们所在这个宇宙实在是一个分裂的宇宙。
We know that in this universe that we live in is a very, disparate one.
但是有一天，它要在基督里面要被整合而成为一个合。
But one day in the Lord Jesus is to sum it all up.
不仅这样
，Not only so.
我们知道主所拣选的教会。
We know that God has called the church.
更是要在基督里面有一天要合而为一。
That in the Lord Jesus Christ we want to be united.
陈弟兄已经把一个重要的圣经节点出来了。
Brother Chen has already mentioned an important verse.
他告诉我们这个腓立比书二章十五节所说的那个发光体。
We mentioned about what was in Philippians chapter 2 verse 15, that luminary.
那个圣经里面新约圣经只出现过两次。
That in the New Testament it only occurred twice.
另外一次呢，就是在启示录第二十一章。
And the second occurrence is in Revelation chapter 21.
我们知道，在启示录二十一章这里告诉我们。
There in Revelation 21 it says.
那有一天，教会要在基督里要被整合，要成为一。
That the church through Christ will be summed up as one.
我想我们把这些圣经节也读一读，好不好
？Shall we read these verses?
请弟兄姊妹打开启示录第二十一章。
Shall we turn to Revelation 21?
第十节。
Verse 10.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我，城中有神的荣耀。城的光辉，这里的光辉就是那个发光体，如同极宝贵的 极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance, this word brilliance here is the same as the luminaries, was like a very costly stone, andAs a stone of crystal clear jasper.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。列国要在城的光里行走，地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。
Verse 23. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp.Is the Lamb, and the nations shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into it.
这个新耶路撒冷
this New Jerusalem,
也就是历世历代所有的圣徒在基督里那个完全达到合一而产生出来的
is the unity of all the saints through the centuries, the unity that's formed together in Christ.
它成了一个合一的一个大的发光体。
It is a united luminary altogether.
这是神启示给使徒约翰。
This is what God revealed to the Apostle John.
啊，那么这个呢，跟保罗在这个腓立比书二章十五节所说的。
This is same with the one in Philippians chapter 2 verse 15.
啊，是用的同一个字。
Using the same word.
当然，腓立比书第二章十五节呢，是指的今天地上的教会。
The passage in Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 talks about the local church in the earth today.
所以今天地上的教会应该是一个发光体。
The local church today ought to be a luminary.
如同将来在永世里面的那个出现的时候，那个发光体是一样的。
That in the eternal to come, that luminary is the same.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
啊，在启示录所讲到那个是永世的光景。
This passage in Revelation says about the eternal luminary.
那是一个完全的。
It is complete.
那是一个丰满的。
It is full.
啊，那么在时间中的呢？
That which is in time,
可能是局部的，但是是一个见证。
It is a limited one, but it's a testimony.
所以今天我们在地上
，Today whilst we're on earth,
乃是为着耶稣基督的生命做见证。
It is because of the testimony of Christ's life that we are here.
这个生命的道要从教会里面把它显明出来。
That the word of life is to be brought forth through the church.
什么时候生命的道能从教会里面显明出来，那就是见证。
When the word of life through the church is able to be brought forth, that is testimony.
弟兄姊妹们，将来那是一定发光的。
Then in the future, it will surely be lighted up.
啊，但是呢，今天我们在地上就要叫它发光。
But today, whilst we are on this earth, we want it to be a luminary.
这个是能够叫主的心得到满足的。
That God's heart may be satisfied.
并且呢，这个将来在主的跟前会得着主的一个奖赏。
That in the future, before the Lord,There will be a reward.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
那弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们都知道神的心，他是要得着一个团体的见证。
We know that God's heart wants to obtain a corporate testimony.
神不以得着个人为满足。
God is not just satisfied with the individual.
但是很可惜啊。
But pitifully,
当我们在读教会历史的时候
，When we study church history,
大多数的时候我们都好像注意那个个人的见证。
More often than not, we only see the personal testimony.
从头一个世纪开始
，from the first century onwards,
我们是实在看见有一班圣徒，他们实在是爱主。
We see a group of brothers who really love the Lord.
从他们个人的身上，实在看见主的荣光。
From their individual lives, you can see the glory of God.
啊，那么他们在地上的日子，实在是忠心的跟随。
They were faithful all their days while they are on earth.
他们有许多美好的见证。
They have glorious testimony.
啊，以后的历史里面也是一样。
In the subsequent history, it was likewise.
我们就记得教会历史中很多的大人物。
There are many great heroes in the church history.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他们实在是在那些黑暗的时代里面为主做了美好的见证。
That in the times of darkness, they were able to shine forth as testimony.
但是我们要知道，主不以得做个人的见证为满足。
But we must realize that God just is not just satisfied with individual testimony.
主要得做一个团体的见证。
God wants a corporate testimony.
个人的见证固然是十分的宝贵。
It's very precious individual testimony.
但是身体合一的见证是一个更高品质的东西。
But the corporate testimony is of higher quality.
那个比个人的见证要来得更宝贵。
It is even more precious than the individual testimony.
所以我们很深信一件事情。
So we believe this one thing.
在教会历史中
，In church history,
有许多隐藏的一些弟兄姊妹。
There are many hidden brothers and sisters.
虽然我们不太知道他
，Although we do not know who they are.
即使在今天这个地上也是一样。
Even today, likewise.
很多团体可能我们都不太知道。
There are many groups probably we do not know.
但是在隐藏之处，他们在那里能够有合一的见证。
But hidden from us, they have a corporate united testimony.
他们活出基督身体的实际。
They live out the reality of Christ's life.
弟兄姊妹们，这些在主的眼中是看为更宝贵。
From the Lord's side, this is even more precious.
啊，所以我想我们不要光是常常说讲到这个那个很多的属灵的伟人。
So not only do we just mention all these spiritual heroes.
是的，他们可以给我们很多属灵的帮助。
Yes, they can help us greatly.
但是弟兄姊妹们，神的心更宝贵的是得着那个教会团体的见证。
But what is more precious to God's heart is to obtain the corporate testimony.
马太福音第十六章有一句很宝贵的话。
In Matthew chapter 16 is a precious word.
主说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
I'll build my church upon this rock.
然后下面他说呢， 阴间的门不能胜过它。
And the gates of Hades shall not overpower it.
我们都知道这个阴间的门不能胜过它是指着教会说的。
We know that this refers to the church, that the gates of Hades cannot prevail over it.
这就告诉我们，你一个圣徒，无论你是个人有多刚强
，We know that an individual, no matter how strong you are,
你没有办法靠你一个人能够抵挡仇敌的权势。
You cannot rely on your oneself to overcome the devil.
但是神把权柄赐给教会
，But God gives the authority to the church.
你在身体的原则里面的时候
，That in the principle of the body,
仇敌就不能胜过。
Then Satan cannot overcome.
所以弟兄姊妹们，教会的生活是我们基督徒最一个保护啊。
So it's a protection, this corporate life.
我们常常讲说，主耶稣就是我们的避难所，对吧？
We say that the Lord Jesus is our refuge.
是没有错的。
Indeed, it's correct.
但是今天呢，主是要用他的身体来保护我们的。
Yes, the Lord wants to use his body to protect us.
所以一个基督徒一离开了教会的生活
，If a Christian were to leave the corporate body life,
我们晓得他落单的时候，他就很容易被仇敌攻倒。
Then he will be easily attacked by the evil one.
所以我们不要以为说啊，现在我有很多圣经的知识。我很刚强。
We mustn't just think that, oh, now I'm very knowledgeable, so I'm very strong.
我不需要教会生活。
I do not need church life.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你无论你个人多刚强
，No matter how strong you are individually,
你没有办法和仇敌的权势相抗衡。
You cannot fight against the wiles and forces of the darkness.
有的时候我对年轻人会这样讲。
I tell the young people,
你有一个头脑很聪明，不错。
You are very intelligent, right?
但是你知道这个仇敌有几个头啊？
Do you know how many heads does the Satan have?
启示录告诉我们，那个兽出来说七头十脚。
That the beast when it comes out has seven heads and ten feet, ten horns.
它有七个头。
There are seven heads.
你只有一个头。
You only have one head.
这个古老的这个魔鬼。
This old devil.
他真是老奸巨猾的。
He is most cunning.
他已经经过了这么几千年啊，至少。
He has gone through so many thousands of years.
弟兄姊妹们，你才活了多久啊
？How long have you lived？
啊，你怎么能跟他对抗呢
？How can you fight against him？
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主告诉我们说
，The Lord tells us，
只要我们在教会的原则上面
，If you're on the principle of the church，
阴间的门就不能胜过他
，And the gates of Hades cannot prevail over it。
所以特别鼓励青年的弟兄姊妹
，Especially want to encourage the young brothers。
你从现在年轻的时候，你要好好的聚会
，That you must diligently be in the body life。
不要离开教会的生活
，They cannot leave corporate body life。
千万不要离开教会的生活
，No matter how cannot leave body life。
我实在感谢主保守我。
I want to thank the Lord. The Lord preserved me.
从年轻时候，主就让我知道聚会的宝贵。
From young, I learned the preciousness of corporate life.
我常常想，我今天所以还能够活在主的跟前。
The reason why I can live before the Lord today.
这不是我自己有什么了不起。
It's not because I am great.
教会成了我很大的保护。
The church is my great protection.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要追求那个美好的教会生活。
We must pursue the beautiful.Corporate life.
当然，如果教会能够显出那个合一的实际的时候，这个教会的品质那就是非常的高。
If the church can exhibit forth this life, then it's a high quality. This testimony.
将来很宝贵。
Then it's most precious in the future.
今天我们就希望能活出这个宝贵。
So we hope that today we can exhibit forth this preciousness.
我们看见那座新耶路撒冷圣城。
We see this new Jerusalem city.
它用宝石所建造起来。
It was all built by precious stones.
其实弟兄姊妹，我们每一个基督徒在主的眼中看都是宝石。
Every Christian is a precious stone.
所以我们今天弟兄姊妹们就应该活出那个尊贵的生活。
We must live that noble.Life,
我们要和别的弟兄姊妹们能够紧紧地联系在一起。
That we can be united together with brothers and sisters.
所以在主的心意里面
，In the Lord's heart,
主要得着的是一个团体。
The Lord wants to obtain a corporate body.
所以今天呢，关于团体在地上为主所做的见证，那是非常重要。
So the corporate body's testimony on this earth is very important.
所以今天你衡量一个聚会呀，到底这个聚会重不重要？
So today, if you measure a a meeting, whether it's important.
你不是看它人数有多少的。
You do not see whether the numbers are many.
你也不是看它里面有多少的活动。
You also do not see just how many activities in a meeting.
你也不是看它里面有什么好的教训。
Then you also do not see the good teaching alone.
弟兄姊妹们，今天一个好的教会，它是向着主的见证去的。
A good church is towards good testimony for the Lord.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is most important.
今天呢，我们发觉在地上的教会哈，有一个非常不正常的现象。
There is an abnormal behavior in a lot of local churches in the world.
就是呢，地上人只注重工作。
A lot of emphasis is just on work.
不太注重见证。
Not so much of emphasis on testimony.
其实呢，这个本来是一个很矛盾的一件事情。
This is a very peculiar thing.
弟兄姊妹们
，paradoxical.
我深深的有个感觉。
I have a deep.
如果我们里面有真正的有启示
，if we really have vision.
我们真正的有意向
，if we really have vision.
啊，工作与见证是合一的。
Work and testimony are one.
什么时候失去了里面的那个意向
？If we lose that vision，
弟兄姊妹们，见证与工作就分开来了。
Then testimony and work will be separated。
啊，本来呢，在这个主的这个启示底下呢
，in under God's revelation，
见证是应该支配工作的。
Testimony ought to accompany complement work。
那么工作呢，是为着见证。
Work is for testimony。
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing。
但今天呢，我们在这个地上呢，看见教会一些很奇特的现象。
We see peculiar things happening in the church.
有的工作非常的庞大。
There are some work that is so massive.
但是呢，他们跟神所要的教会的见证的原则没有什么大的关系。
But there's no close relationship to testimony.
所以今天我们在主的跟前必须要明白这件事情。
We must clearly understand this before the Lord.
主今天所以把我们摆在一起。
The Lord, because the reason why He brings us together,
让我们在这里一同过教会生活
that we may live corporate life together.
教会的生活乃是为着基督的见证
The reason for corporate life is for God's testimony.
我们必须牢记在心
We must be reminded of this.
弟兄姊妹们，神要借着教会作为基督见证的器皿
That God through the church want to be a vessel.For testimony for the Lord.
我相信这个是主多年来啊，在我们中间一直传递的一个信息。
This is in the last many years something that we preach constantly.
我们有很多年长的弟兄们、弟兄姊妹对这个是很清楚的。
Many elderly brothers are clear on this matter.
我们也希望青年的弟兄姊妹对这件事情也很清楚。
We also want the younger generation to be clear on this matter.
因为如果你对这件事情清楚
，Because if you are clear on this matter,
你就不会做一些错误的选择。
Then you will not make wrong decisions.
我感谢主，弟兄姊妹们，我年轻的时候啊，很年轻的时候，主给我这方面的恩典。
I'm thankful to the Lord that when I was young, God gave me this grace.
我二十几岁的时候，我就很清楚主建立教会那个目的是什么。
When I was 20 odd years old, I was very clear what was God's reason for building the church.
啊，我靠主的恩典可以这样说，直到今天。这个目标还是很清楚的。
Up to today, I'm very clear what this goal is.
啊，我从信主到现在有40多年。
I've been a believer for 40 odd years.
也经过很多的风浪，经过很多的变化。
I've gone through many changes and waves.
但是呢，这个目标在一直在眼前很清楚。
But this objective has been very clear to me.
我也觉得因着这个目标蒙保守。
Because of this objective, I'm protected.
我不会随便跟着这个跟着那个走。
I won't be following this and following that.
弟兄姊妹，我曾经碰见过一些非常有恩赐的人。
I've met some people who are very gifted.
他们也很爱我。
They also love me.
但是弟兄姊妹，我能接受他们的恩赐。
I can receive their gift.
但是我没有办法跟着他们一起去。
But I cannot follow after them.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我知道那主的目标。
Because I know,
教会是要做基督的见证。
Because I know the church is to have Christ's testimony.
这是很重要一件事。
This is very important.
如果你把这个能够牢牢地抓住的话
If you can grab hold of this firmly,
地上不管外面天翻地覆弟兄姊妹你不会受多少的影响
No matter what happens on the outside all the turbulence you will not be affected
容许我对青年弟兄姊妹们做一点的劝勉
Allow me to admonish some of the younger brethren
比方说
As an analogy
我们礼拜六就要回新加坡了对吧
On Saturday, we are going back to Singapore.
新加坡呢是应该怎么样？是应该往南走吧？我没讲错吧
？Singapore goes south, right? Isn't it?
对不对？是不是应该往南走？
Isn't it go south?
没有错啊，啊，那么好，到了礼拜六。
After we come Saturday.
哎，我们这里啊，有两部车在这里。
There are two vehicles here.
啊，那么一个车子呢，这个方向是向南的。
One vehicle, the direction is to the south.
那么这个是往新加坡去的。
It's to Singapore.
啊，另外一个车子向北的。
Another direction to the north.
啊，这个向北的车子呢，向吉隆坡去的。
This other vehicle to the north is towards Kuala Lumpur.
啊，当然，我想，如果你想回家，你心里迫切回家的话
，If you are anxious to return home,
你一定是要上那个向南边的车子，对不对
？You want to go to the bus that goes to the south.
但是你一看呢、啊，这两个车子啊，这个，哎，这个向北的车子比较漂亮。
But you look at the bus that goes to the north; it's more beautiful.
啊，很新式的。
Oh, more modern.
里面有冷气。
It has air condition.
嗯，还有冰箱。
There is an ice box, fridge.、嗯
还有电影可以看。
Then there's a movie on the bus.
啊，这开车的人呢、啊，也是非常的这个温和。
The bus driver is also very nice.
非常的友善。
Very kind.
啊，然后你看一看，这个有个车子要向新加坡去。
Then you see there are some cars going towards Singapore.
你看了，哇，这个老车破车。
You see this vehicle is so bad.
哎，又没有冷气。
No aircon.
啊。这个里面什么设备都很陈旧。
All the facilities inside are old.
好像那个开车的人呢也不大友善。
That the bus driver is also not good.
那青年弟兄姊妹，我问你，你选择哪一部车
？So you which bus will you choose？
啊，你要选哪一部车啊
？Which bus will you choose？
向南向北啊
？Go south, go north.
当然向南了，对不对
？Of course, go south, right？
啊。因为什么呢？因为这一部车虽然不大好，但是会达到目的的。
Although this bus is not so good, it will go to your destination.
那一部车虽然很好呢，你上去的话呢，那就离家越来越远。
If you go on to the other bus, you go in the opposite direction.
当然，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我知道新加坡的教会不是旧车啊。
I know that the churches in Singapore are not old buses.
也不是破车。
Also not broken buses.
并且我们的那些服侍的弟兄姊妹，个个都很友善的。
That all those who are serving the Lord are kind.
不过呢，我只是做个比喻就是了。
But it's an illustration.
弟兄姊妹，这是我年轻时候受主的恩典，我有的选择。
When I was young, by the Lord's grace, I have a choice.
的确，今天我们在教会的生活中遇见很多的困难。
That in the corporate life, we encounter many difficulties.
但是因为呢，我们有一般的弟兄姊妹，他是愿意向着目标去的。
But because we have a group of brothers who are sure to their destination.
虽然有的时候我们也有点难处，但是呢，我们还是要在一起。
Although we have some difficulties, but we want to be together.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
今天呢，我们对于主的见证的这个认识
，our understanding of testimony,
啊，这个会决定我们今天所有的教会的侍奉上的一个选择。
It will determine how we choose with regards to serving the Lord.
所以我们今天应当非常的清楚，我们是要主的见证。
We must be very clear that we desire and want the Lord's testimony.
我们不在乎那个外面的工作是怎样。
We do not so care so much about external work.
今天这个时代已经改变了。
Times have changed in this world.
在特别在基督教中出现了很多好像很有才干的人。
In Christianity, there are many talented, gifted people.
他们运用世界的方法。
They use all kinds of worldly methods.
在工作上看起来非常的成功。
In terms of work, they are very successful.
但是弟兄姊妹，对于那些真正认识主心意的人来讲
，But those who really know God's heart,
那个根本就没有吸引力。
Those things have got no attraction.
啊，所以我很喜欢呢，这个我常常提啊，这个 Miss Barber 写的这首诗歌对我实在很大的帮助。
I always mention a hymn by Miss Barber.
他说我们跟随主要塞耳哑口闭眼。
When we follow the Lord, we have to close our eyes, shut our ears, and shut our mouth.
对，我这些年就是在基督教里面这些事情，我越少知道越好。
In what happened in Christianity, the less I know, the better.
我觉得圣经给我们的这个启示的光已经够明亮了。
What the Lord provides us in the Scripture is already enough light.
或是有的时候呢，你不得已都知道了就知道吧，就这样。
Sometimes you cannot help but know.
我根本不要把它摆在心里。
I do not put it in my heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要专心的为着主的见证往前。
We must be focused on the Lord's testimony and move forward.
我们要求主在这方面施恩连续我们。
That the Lord be merciful to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要看见在神的意象中间，工作与见证应该是完全合一的。
We must see that in God's vision, work and testimony are together.
我们不是不做工。
It's not that we do not work.
但是我们做工是为了主的见证。
But we work because for the Lord's testimony.
我们的工作是受见证的支配。
That our work is controlled by testimony.
所以我们只能按照神的原则往前。
That we can only go according to God's principle.
我们无法用这些世界的这些东西在里面。
That we cannot use all these worldly things, methods.
弟兄姊妹，在旧约圣经里面，其实你可以找出一些的例子来看。
We can find some examples in the Old Testament.
啊，比方说在历代志下。
In 2 Chronicles.
啊，那记载着就是先知以赛亚他所在的那个年代。
It was the time of the prophet Isaiah.
那么那个时候有一个王叫乌西亚。
There was a king then by the name of Uzziah.
哇，你如果把乌西亚王的那个故事读一读的话
，If you read the story and account of King Uzziah,
在他年间好像看起来是一个大复兴一样。
In his time, it's like a big revival.
啊，有人告诉我们说，他当时他说有的那个版图啊，差不多恢复到所罗门王时代的那个版图，这不得了的一个成就啊。
He accomplished so much that time that he did. 什么版图？
地图
land in which he governed was huge.
啊，像所罗门王时代的那个。
Like King Solomon.
啊，并且他很会做农事，做这个农业的事情。
He was great in agriculture.
所以那个时候国家里面看起来也很丰富。
And the land was prosperous then.
啊，那么那个时候呢，我们看见他的军队也是很多。
His army was also a lot.
啊，他又做了很多的城堡。
He also built castles.
啊，那么圣经记载说，他的名声呢传到远方去了。
His reputation was far spread abroad.
并且呢，圣经说他得着了一个特别的帮助。
He obtained a great help.
圣经没有记载他有什么特别帮助、啊。
The Bible did not record what the help was.
好像有一个神秘的力量在他身上。
It's like there's a mysterious strength on him.
哇，那个时候年轻的这个以赛亚
，At the time the young Isaiah,
真是把这个乌西亚王当作是偶像。
That Isaiah treated Uzziah like an idol.
太高兴了。
He was so happy.
弟兄姊妹们，如果乌西亚生在今天的话呢
？If King Uzziah lived today,
他恐怕弄出好几个大的 mega church 出来。
He probably built a lot of mega churches.
啊，这个人实在大有才干。
Is very very gifted.
啊，这个年轻的以赛亚佩服的要命。
This young Isaiah admired King Uzziah.
哪里晓得呢？这个乌西亚王呢，这个。没有过多久之后呢，他因为心高气傲
，Not knowing that after a while, when Uzziah was heart was proud and uplifted.
我不详细讲这个故事啊。
I do not say in detail.
结果他长了大麻风了。
And he had leprosy.
啊，后来死掉了。
And then died.
那么以赛亚书第六章告诉我们
，Isaiah chapter 6 tells us.
当乌西亚王崩的那一年
，The year that King Uzziah died.
以赛亚得着大的启示。
Isaiah obtained a great vision.
他进到圣殿里面去。
He went into the temple.
他那个时候以为说，哎呀，这么大的一个英雄人物啊，那么忽然怎么忽然倒下去了
？He was thinking such a great hero. How come suddenly just died?
但是在圣殿里面，他亲眼看见主的荣耀。
But in the temple, he personally saw the glory of God.
我们晓得从那天开始起，以赛亚整个一生都改变。
But we know that from that day onwards, the whole life of Isaiah changed.
那么就好像保罗在大马士的路上遇见主一样。
It's like the Paul meeting the Lord on the road to Damascus.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在需要祷告。
We indeed need prayer.
求主遇见我们。
That the Lord may meet us.
如果主在你里面向你显现
，If the Lord reveals Himself to you,
弟兄姊妹，地上这些东西呢，就不会在你的眼里的。
Then all these things of this world will no longer be important to you.
这个不是叫我们骄傲。
It's not to be proud.
弟兄姊妹们，乃是使我们里面呢，能够有一个更确定的标杆，可以跟随主往前。
That God will cause our insight to have a surer goal towards which we move towards.
并且呢，不管地上有多少的艰难困苦
，No matter how many tribulations there are in this world,
我们不会灰心的。
That we will not be discouraged.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
This is indeed very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天我们要注意教会的见证。
Today we must take note of The testimony of the church.
什么是教会的见证？
What is the church testimony?
教会的见证就是要把生命的道啊表明出来，像明光照耀一样。
And the church testimony is to express forth the word of life as a luminary.
我想这个不是哪一个人的责任。
It is not just an individual personal responsibility.
这个应该是我们所有弟兄姊妹的责任。
It is a responsibility of every brother and sister.
我希望我们年轻的弟兄姊妹们越早起来，能够在主面前有这种心智，那是宝贵的。
I hope that more younger brothers and sisters can sooner rise forth to have this kind of disposition.
我们要让主在我们这一代的光景中，主能够得着他所得着的。
That in these times that we live in, God can have what He wants.
关于这个教会合一的这个见证的问题。
With regards to church testimony,
保罗在这个以弗所书里面呢。
Paul in Ephesians.
那么他也在这里给我们有很好的一个教导。
God, Paul gives us good instruction.
在以弗所书第四章那里。
In Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章第三节。
Verse 3.
那里说用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
这里说那个竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Here it says, diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
宾路易师母啊，他曾经对这句话有一个很好的解释。
Mrs. Penn Lewis, explained this very well.
他告诉我们说啊，这个基督徒这个灵里面这个合一啊，这是一个事实。
That the unity of the saints.In the spirit is a reality.
而这个一呢，是没有任何的仇敌的力量能破坏。
This unity, no force of the forces of the evil one can destroy.
今天呢，我们在教会的生活中呢，我们就是要促进这个一而已，尽量的促进这个一。
Our task today in the church is to maintain this unity.
这个是我们今天在主面前需要这个努力。
This is what we ought to be diligent.
我想我们用一个比方来说明。
Let's just use as an illustration.
我们都知道今天在这个地上有成千上万的不同团体的聚会。
We know that there are thousands of different groups, assemblies in the world today.
但是我们都是信一位主，对吧？都是主耶稣。
We all believe in the Lord Jesus, just one.
我们也都能读同样的一本圣经。
We all just read the same Bible.
甚至有的时候唱的诗歌也差不多。
We sing almost the same hymns.
假设今天在路上你碰见了一个人。
Today, if you meet somebody like that in the road, on the road,
你一听说他是基督徒。
You know that he's a Christian.
你说我也是基督徒。
I'm also a Christian.
那么第一个反应是什么呢？
What's your first reaction?
哎呀，弟兄啊，两个握手啊。
Oh, I say, brother, we shake hands. And we shake
hands. 你知道这个叫做什么？灵里面的一，对吧？
This is the unity in the spirit.
因为我们有同一个生命嘛。
Because we're the same life.
我们在一个身体的里面。
We are in the same one body.
下面的问题麻烦。
Then the problem comes after that.
就是你在哪里聚会，这个问题一问就麻烦。
Where are you worshiping? And that's the problem.
如果不问这个问题的话呢，没什么问题。
If you don't ask this question, there's probably no problem.
所以你看见我们今天有时候参加，比方说他们有一些什么特会，很多不同团体来在一起的时候啊。
When we attend a conference and all kinds of groups come.
我们敬拜主耶稣没有问题，对不对
？When we worship God, there's no problem.
唱诗歌也没问题。
When we sing hymns, no problem.
你一个长老会的在这里，一个信义会在这里，一个什么卫理公会的在那里。还有我们的弟兄们在一起，我们唱诗歌一样大声。
And so all the different elders of the different denominations stand together, and everyone can sing.
这个唱诗歌的时候，你看见那个灵完全是一致的。
The spirit all is one.
都是敬拜主。
All worshiping God.
那么读起圣经来也没有问题。
When we read the Bible, no problem too.
这个圣经呢，我们这里是这么写的，你到别的团体里面去也是这么写的，对不对
？How our Bible is written here is the same there.
如果他写的跟我们这个不一样，那就是异端。
If what they write is different, then it's a heresy.
如果不是异端的话，没有问题，在灵里面都是一的。
If it's not a heretic, then in the spirit we are one.
但是今天呢，就是在所谓聚会的生活里面有很多的不同。
The problem lies in the way we meet together.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要竭力的促进那个灵里面的那个一。
We have to be diligent today to maintain this unity of the spirit.
虽然我们有不同的背景，
although we may have different backgrounds,
我们有很多许许多多不同的习惯，
we have different habits.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们不要在这些习惯上去和这其他弟兄姊妹们有什么争执。
We shouldn't go and quarrel with of all these different habits.
我们知道主今天带领我们要为着主 做见证。
We know that the Lord wants to bring us to have a testimony for Him.
啊，有一些过去的传统的一些事物、一些东西呢，这些东西是不符合主心意的。
There are past traditions that are not according to God's heart.
我们尽量不要这些东西。
We don't want these things.
那么有的团体他还持守这些东西。
There are some people who still maintain those traditions.
那我们可以不要他们的那些传统的东西。
Yes, we do not need all these traditions.
但是我们还学着要爱所有的弟兄和姊妹。
But we want to love all the brothers and sisters.
啊，我觉得这个是今天我们在这个所谓基督身体合一见证上面啊，我们需要有的一个认识。
We need to recognize and understand this corporate testimony.
但是这个也需要有分辨啊。
But we need to differentiate.
啊，我们是接受所有的弟兄和姊妹。
We receive all brothers and sisters.
所以这个呢，可以促进这个身体所谓的这个合一的。
This can keep maintain this unity of the body.
当然，我知道这个方面是有相当的不容易的一些点。
But we know that there are practical difficulties.
所以难怪宾路易师母告诉我们说，你要竭力。保罗也说 ，diligent 要热切殷勤的去做这件事情。
So, Pan Lewis and Apostle Paul said, you must be diligent to maintain this unity.
啊，我或者我给你们讲一点这个我个人的经历哈。
I share my own personal testimony.
我记得我刚出来侍奉主的时候。
When I first came out to serve the Lord.
我在台北。
I was in Taipei.
那么他们有一个团体啊。
There was this group.
主日请我去那里讲道。
On the Lord's Day, invited me to share the Lord's word.
他固定每个月的第二个主日要我在那讲道。
They organize such that every second Lord's Day, they ask me to share.
有一个早晨我去的时候啊。
One morning when I was there.
正好碰见他们所谓的领圣餐。
I met their Holy Communion.
因为我从前的习惯呢，我们的习惯都是一个杯一个饼，对不对
？You know what we are used to is one cup and one bread, one loaf.
哎呀，那天早晨呢，我就里面有点作难。
At that day, I was a bit difficult in my heart.
我人已经到那里了。
My person was already there.
我要不要剥他这个饼呢
？Should I break their bread?
啊，我第一个印象，他这个饼是不合法的。
My first impression is that how they break bread is not legal.
不合圣经的东西。
Not according to the word of God.
啊，这个不能碰。
Cannot touch.
但是呢，如果他传给了我不拿，这个对那些弟兄姊妹们很为难。
If they pass the bread to me and I don't take it, then it's very difficult for the brothers and sisters.
那天真的是非常非常的为难。
Very very difficult.
啊，他们要端出了很多小杯。
Then they have a lot of many cups.
那个饼呢，也不是我们做的饼，是饼干。
What the bread that they have is not like our kind of bread, but biscuits.
所以我在那里，我就只好祷告主。
So I prayed to the Lord.
我说主啊，我应该怎么办
？So Lord, what do I do?
你知道在那里，我那天得到一个什么感觉呢
？You know what feeling I had that day?
主突然之间在我里面给我一个提醒。
The Lord suddenly reminded me.
今天你所看见的这些，都是你的弟兄姊妹。
All the whom that you are seeing today are your brothers and sisters.
都是神的儿女
，All God's children，
啊，你应当爱他们
，You must love them，
啊，你不应该跟他们有什么分别
，You cannot have different be different from them。
是的，他们在真理的光上面
，In terms of their light，
有缺陷
，In terms of their understanding of the word of God，
他们并不完全明白擘饼的意义
，They do not really understand the meaning of the breaking of bread。
但是呢，你不应该因着这些弃绝他们。
That you cannot because of these things reject them.
啊，我就说不是说我要改变我自己所有的做法。
It's not that I want to change my ways.
啊，这个意念一进来啊
，When this thing came up,
哇，我整个人被主的爱充满了。
I was filled by the Lord's love.
哎呀，我说主啊，我要擘这个饼。
I said, Lord, I must break this bread.
虽然他们是一个形式
，although it's just a form.
但是对我来讲是在基督的身体里面。
But it is.In being in the God's body,
这都是我的弟兄和姊妹。
These are all my brothers and sisters.
你要知道我们过去这个背景呢，这个也很强烈的东西啊。
You know our background. This is a very serious thing.
尤其我刚刚出来侍奉主，对不对啊
？No, I just came out to serve the Lord.
心愿又很强烈。
No, my heart's desire is strong.
但是那天主的确给我一个教导。
But the Lord taught me that day.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，the brothers and sisters,
我们今天要竭力的促进这个。合一。
We must be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
啊，我们可以跟所有弟兄姊妹们在一起。
We can be with the rest of the brothers and sisters.
我们不一定要接受他们所有的习惯。
We cannot, you need not accept their methods.
但是心里面不要弃绝任何的弟兄。
But in your heart, you must not reject anyone.
这个时代对我们来讲是相当不容易学的功课。
This is indeed not easy lesson to learn.
但是这个是很重要的。
But this is important.
这个，那感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
那我们看见哈。
We see.
这个保罗呢，在腓立比书里面呢。
Paul in Philippians.
他在这里哈，对我们讲到这个。教会美丽的这个生活。
That Paul speaks to us of the beautiful church life.
告诉我们这个生活呢是建造在一个合一的根基上面。
That this life is founded on the unity.
啊，我读腓立比书的时候啊。
When I read Philippians.
我里面实在感谢我的主。
I want to thank the Lord within my heart.
因为呢，腓立比书呢的确讲到很多实行的面。
That Philippians talk about practical things to what to do.
我们感谢主，我们有以弗所书。
We thank the Lord, we have Ephesians.
他讲到这个整个合一的这个原则啊。
They talk about the principle of unity.
但是呢，在腓立比书里面，你看见保罗会讲到那个实行的原则。
In Philippians, we talk about the practical ways of actualizing it.
所以在第二章的第一节到第四节这里啊。
In chapter 2, verses 1 to 4.
弟兄姊妹们，虽然呢。这是很简单的这个几节的圣经。
Although they are very simple few words verses,
但是呢，这个简单的这个圣经里面
，these simple verses
却讲到教会合一见证的那个实行的一些路。
Talks about ways in which we can be practical about this unity.
首先呢，它是告诉我们在教会生活中有些哪些是该做的。哪些是不该做的
？First, it tells us what we ought to do and what we ought not to do.
啊，比方说开头的时候他就讲说呢，所以那个第一节那里啊
，Verse one，
他讲到有四件重要的事情。
There are four important things.
这是今天教会在地上应当做的。
The four things that the church on earth ought to do.
啊，第一个呢，就是在基督里面的这种劝勉。
The first is encouragement in Christ.
啊，这就是靠着主耶稣基督啊。弟兄姊妹，我们要常常的安慰人，鼓励人。
That depending on the Lord, we must constantly comfort and encourage others.
啊，我们知道在《使徒行传》里，我们看见那个巴拿巴啊，这个被称作劝慰子的巴拿巴。
We know that in Acts of the Apostles, Barnabas was a son of encouragement.
他很大能帮助别人。
Because he can help many people.
啊，你看保罗呢，就是得到他的帮助。
And Paul obtained his help.
啊。那么别人都害怕保罗的时候，他把保罗带到耶路撒冷教会去了。
When everyone was fearful of Paul, it was Barnabas who brought him to church in Jerusalem.
我们看这个百基拉、雅居拉也很会帮助人。
We see Aquila and Priscilla and how they were able to help people.
啊，他们帮助亚波罗。
And they were helping Apollos.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在基督里的我们应当常常应该有这个彼此的一种的劝勉。
In Christ, we ought to encourage one another.
啊，能够鼓励起别的弟兄姊妹，这在教会生活中很重要。
That we can encourage up brothers and sisters in the church.
啊，所以我们在教会中有的时候需要出去这个看望啊。
So we need to do visitation in the church.
啊，为什么要看望呢
？Why do we need to do visitation?
有的弟兄姊妹在软弱中，我们要把他鼓励起来。
Because some brothers are in weakness, and we need to encourage them, lift them up.
这是教会生活中一个美好的一面，对吧
？This is a beautiful side of corporate life.
那么第二个点，他告诉我们呢，有爱心的安慰。
The second point here is consolation of love.
啊，从主的爱里面呢。那么来安慰别人。
From God's love, we console others.
我们都知道主的爱是最叫人能够得安慰。
We know that God's love is something that comforts most people.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你每次读这个约翰福音最后一章圣经的时候
，When we read first John, the last verse,
你会看见那个失败的彼得。
Or we see the Peter who had fallen.
主怎样的重新用爱把他扶持起来
？How Lord encouraged Peter through His love?、
The
Gospel of John, last chapter.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
We really want to thank the Lord.
啊，约翰写下这么一段的故事，实在对我们是很大的激励。
That how John records this and is encouraging us.
在我们一生的经历里面
，In all our life.
弟兄姊妹们。我们有的时候真的像彼得一样。
Sometimes we are like Peter.
但是你会发现一件事情、
But you realize one thing.
那一天当主在提比利亚海边出现的时候。
When Jesus appeared on the beach that day.
啊，主对 彼得没有责备。
That the Lord did not rebuke Peter.
按照我们来讲的话呢，哎呀，我们看这个彼得实在是很糟糕。
According to our understanding, Peter is really
主耶
糟糕terrible state.
这个主啊要上十字架了。
The Lord wanted to go up to Calvary.
他居然在那个大祭司的院子里面三次的发咒起誓否认主。
In the courtyard, he was three times denying the Lord.
跟随主三年半，他跟成这个样子啊。
After following the Lord three and a half years in this state.
那么主也没有责备他。
The Lord did not rebuke him.
我们都知道主最后是看他一眼。
The Lord looked at him.
我相信主看的那一眼呢，那不是一个责备的眼光。
When the Lord looked at Peter, it was not a rebuking seeing.
也不是很严厉的一个眼光。
And also not a very serious one.
你彼得怎么这样子
？Why Peter like this？
没有。
No.
我相信那是充满爱的眼光。
It was full of love.
所以那一看呢，彼得就受不了了。
That one look, Peter could not take it.
彼得就出去痛哭。
And so Peter wept bitterly.
那么好，等到以后主从死里复活了。
So when the Lord was resurrected,
弟兄姊妹，主还纪念彼得。
The Lord remembered Peter.
主也向他们显现。
The Lord showed Himself to him.
跟他们一起在一起生活了。
And the Lord lived with them.
结果呢，有一天主不见了。
And one day the Lord disappeared.
这个彼得呢，这个一看主不见了，他又软弱。
So when the Lord disappeared, Peter was discouraged again.
他说我去打鱼了。
So I go fishing.
他不仅自己去打鱼啊。
Not only did he go fishing alone.
还把其他几个门徒都带去打鱼去。
He brought along other disciples to go fishing.
哎呀，结果打了一夜，什么也没打着。
And after one night, they couldn't catch anything.
后来主在岸上。
And then the Lord was on the beach.
圣经记载什么呢？
And what did the Bible record?
预备鱼饼炭火。
And the Lord provided fish on the fire, cook. I mean, yeah.
主怎么对他们说呢
？And what did the Lord tell them?
主是小子们。
I says, little children.
你们有吃的没有
？Have you taken your food?
哎呀，我们的主实在是善良的主。
The Lord was a compassionate God.
对他的门徒，他实在是爱他到底。
He loved his disciples to the end.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
假如今天呢，你是老师，你带着这么一般的门徒啊。
If you are a teacher and you have this kind of disciples,
我们忍耐你一次、两次、三次啊。
You are patient once, twice, and three times.
如果是我就受不了了。
If it's me, I couldn't take it anymore.
感谢主从来没叫我当老师。
Thank the Lord. The Lord never asked me to be a teacher.
我的个性不适合当老师。
My disposition doesn't fit to be a teacher.
如果我当老师的话呢
？If I'm a teacher,
这个学生那我非要处罚他不可。
I will punish the students.
那天如果是我站在这个提比利亚海边的话呢
？If I was on Tiberius. If I was in Tiberius.
我才不会用什么鱼饼炭火呢。
Then I wouldn't cook fish for them under the fire.
我拿个棍子站在那里。
I would take a rod.
我一定说你这个彼得你怎么搞的
？I would say Peter, what's wrong with you?
你真是这个像孔老夫子讲的一样，那个朽木不可雕你。烂木头不能雕不能刻了。
Oh, yes, this rod that cannot be carved.
对对，
will not be shaped.
弟兄姊妹，主没有这样做。
The Lord did not say that.
主对彼得乃是用爱。
The Lord used love on Peter.
这叫我们心里真是非常的受感动。
This really touches our hearts.
我也回想我跟随主的这些年日。
I recall the years in which I followed the Lord.
我不知道犯多少的错误。
I do not know how many mistakes I made.
有时我们也跌倒得很厉害。
Sometimes we fall greatly.
但是你每次回到主跟前。
But every time we go back to the feet of the Lord.
主没有责备。
The Lord never rebuked us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主知道。
The Lord knows.
责备。
Rebuke.
不能使我们重新起来。
Cannot recover us.
只有爱使我们能重新起来。
Only love can.Recover us.
所以弟兄姊妹在教会中间
So brothers and sisters in the church
我们需要有更多主爱的这个流露
We need the flow of God's love
我们要祷告求主借着圣灵把他的爱浇灌在教会里面
That through the Holy Spirit God can come through the church
今天在教会里面
That in the church
受伤的人很多
There are many who are hurt
疲惫的人很多。
Those who are weary.
灵里软弱的人很多。
Those who are weak in the spirit.
啊，被世界是就捆绑住的人很多。
Those who are entangled by the world.
弟兄姊妹，要怎么样的情况能够使这样的光景能够起来呢？
In what ways can these things be recovered?
只有从爱里面出来的安慰能使弟兄姊妹重新起来。
Only comfort arising from love can cause these to be recovered.
所以这是教会美丽生活的一种光景。
And so this is a beautiful church life.
然后保罗又说呢，在灵里面要有交通。
That in the spirit you must have fellowship.
啊，这个交通呢是属灵的事情。
Fellowship is a spiritual matter.
在这里呢，你们看见那个中文圣经呢，那个圣灵啊，圣灵有什么交通？那个圣灵的圣字是没有的。
Here is a fellowship in the spirit. The holy is not there.
真正的交通乃是灵里面的相通。
Real fellowship is fellowship in the spirit.
因为我们刚在教会中间，常常在灵里面彼此有交通。
Very often in the church, we have fellowship in the spirit.
这种灵里面的交通实在是非常的快乐。
This kind of fellowship is joyful.
啊，我记得申翔弟兄在学校读书的时候。
When this brother, Sunshine was in school.
那个时候我住在温哥华，有的时候我就到西雅图来，跟他们一起有交通。
And so sometimes I go to Seattle for fellowship.
啊，我们在一起很少谈什么世界的事。
Very little do we talk about worldly things.
哇，常常有时候谈了交通到半夜。
So we fellowship until midnight.
哎呀，交通的灵里面实在是快乐。
So fellowship and the spirit with the spirit is most joyful.
弟兄姊妹，在教会中间，我们应当在灵里面彼此能够有交通。
That in the church we ought to fellowship in the spirit.
当不能交通的时候，你就知道那个灵里面不通了。
If we cannot fellowship, then there's no trueness in the spirit.
那个会使所有教会生活被瘫痪掉。
Then there will be this neglect in the church life.
所以另外一面来讲，在教会中间，也只有借着交通能够除去所有的难处。
Only through fellowship can we remove the difficulties.
我们应该永远把心胸打开，永远把交通的门开着。
We have to open up our hearts and let this fellowship come true.
这个是在教会美好生活里面的一种光景。
And this is a beautiful outcome of church life.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
他告诉我们说，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
That in our that we have affection and compassion.
这个就是我们在教会生活中也需要有火热的心肠。
That we need this fire within us.
这个呢，要对别人能有同情。
That we must have be compassionate towards others.
真正的很有热心。
That we must have this.Zeal to others, affection for others.
在新加坡的弟兄姊妹中间的不缺少这个。
I know that it's not lacking, brothers and sisters in Singapore.
我实在感觉弟兄姊妹很热心。
I feel that brothers and sisters are very affectionate.
这是教会的美好的光景。
This is a beautiful condition of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神也是心肠火热的。
Our God is also full of fire within
him. 他对我们是蛮有同情的。
Has a lot of compassion for us.
任何时候我们需要有帮助，他总是帮助我们。
He always helps us all the time.
所以呢，保罗在这里给我们看见呢，教会中间呢有一些事情，这些事是我们应当做的。
There are things in the church that we ought to do.
那么下面他还提到，他说你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有同样的心思，有一样的意念。
He says here, being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
这里我想我简单的说一下。
Here I
在达比圣经里面呢，它有一个翻译，我觉得非常的好。
In Darby translation, there is a something good.
这句话前面呢，他就讲说呢，我们要 think same thing 我们来思想一下那个相同的事情。
Here it says we must think the same thing.
然后最后面一句是什么呢？就是 think one thing.
And the last one is think one thing.
所以呢，我们从这个大家共同的心思集中在一些相同的事情上面。
That everybody focusing on the same thing.
然后到最后能够追求到一个地步呢，大家就思想一件事。
And that finally through this process, everyone will be thinking the same one thing.
这看起来似乎是很困难。
Isn't this, does it look difficult?
但是弟兄姊妹，保罗既然这样说啊。
Although Paul has said this,
那就是可以实行的。
Then it can be actualized.
啊，那么所以在教会的生活里面
，that in church life,
我们常常觉得要有相同的心思，多么宝贵。
Same mind. The same mind, how precious this is.
在侍奉上面尤其宝贵。
Especially in serving, is precious.
如果我们大家都有共同的一个心思
，if we have the same mind,
弟兄姊妹们，那是非常宝贵的一件事情。
Then it's most precious.
啊，所以在这里。他告诉我们在心思意念上面我们要有一种的追求
and we need this pursuit of being in the same mind
啊，然后我们也要运用相同爱心也要相同
and we need the same love
啊，那么这样的话呢弟兄姊妹们
in this way
我们就看见这个整个教会中间呢就能出现一种和谐
Then we can have this unity.
一种真正的一的一种光景会出现。
This oneness condition will appear.
啊，这个是最叫人喜乐。说保罗说，如果你们能这样，那我的心就快乐。
And the Paul says, if you can be like this, then my heart will be joyous.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们应当把这个当做教会侍奉追求的一个目的。
This is what the church ought to pursue in our service.
那么呢，他下面又提醒我们啊，几件需要防备的事情。
There are some things that we ought not to do.
凡事不可结党。
He says, do nothing from selfishness.
啊，这个呢，我想弟兄姊妹们，我们都能知道这里的意思。
We all know the meaning here.
啊，我们看见这个哥林多的教会，所以发生难处。
We see the difficulties in the church in Corinth.
就是他们中间有结党的事情发生。
Because amongst them, their midst there is division.
当然这个是绝对是不好的。
This is indeed not good.
然后不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Or empty conceit.
啊，我们知道这个世界上有很多虚浮的荣耀。
You know, in this world, there are many empty conceits.
人的地位啊，名誉啊，称赞啊，人的这个高举啊，这些东西。
Man's position, reputation, the uplifting of self, and all these things.
我想这些都应当从我们中间把它除掉。
We ought to remove all these things from our midst.
弟兄姊妹们，我们所要的乃是神那个真正的荣耀。
What we want is God's glory.
但是那个神那个真正的荣耀呢，却是怎么样？是隐藏的。
But God's real glory is hidden.
是将来的。
Is in the future.
啊，所以我们需要点忍耐。
Then we need patience.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们看见在教会中有很多人因为贪图这个地上所谓这些荣耀，结果走上很失败的路。
Because many people in this world covet after worldly reputation and position, and they go in this path of failure.
这尤其哈，在教会里面对着有一点恩赐的人来讲，这个真是很大的试探引诱。
For people who are gifted in the church, this is a great temptation.
啊，看见别人越来越有名声了，你这个真的是这个很受吸引的。
When we see people gaining in reputation, you become tempted.
哎呀，我就看见好多年轻的同工们啊，那侍奉组开头一出来就想要这个，马上就是能够变得很出名。
I see a lot of young co-workers upon coming out to ministry, they want to be high in reputation.
有时候就不择手段的用各式各样的方法希望出名。
And very often they use all kinds of unlawful ways to achieve it.
其实出名有什么好呢
？What's so good about being of high repute？
实在来讲，这个出名不是一件好事情。
Being high reputation is not necessarily not good.
但是有几个人能胜过这个东西呢
？How many people can overcome this？
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们要在主里面啊，要被主的荣耀来吸引。
We must be attracted by the Lord's glory.
我们看见主耶稣在地上的时候就是这样。
We see this when the Lord was on earth.
在约翰福音第六章那里。
In John chapter 6 there.
主呢，这个用五饼二鱼啊，叫这个五千人都吃饱了，对吧
？The Lord, fed people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and everyone was full.
那个时候不得了了，那个犹太人大家都来拥护他。
So all the Jews were wanting to make Jesus of high standing.
圣经记载说，他们那个时候就想要主耶稣做王啊。
All of them wanted Jesus to be king.
哎呀，我想那些门徒们好开心呐。
And the disciples must be very happy.
哎呀，他们想。这个主耶稣一做王了，那我们就出人头地了。
If Jesus become king, then we are all be good.
啊，圣经记载说什
么呢？High position.
圣经记载主就快快催着门徒们离开。
And so Jesus quickly chased the disciples away.
为什么要把门徒们快快吹着离开呢?
Why quickly chase the disciples away?
因为主看他们都心动了, 他们都已经在心动了。
Because all their hearts were already moving.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主知道,
the Lord knows
他的荣耀不是在这个地上,
His glory is not on this earth.
他也不要他的门徒们在地上得到什么,
He also does not want glory for His disciples on this earth.
所以今天我们要真正的跟随主,
Today, if we want to follow after the Lord,
尤其在教会的生活里面,
especially in the living out in the church life,
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀,
cannot want high reputation,
要存心谦卑,
empty conceit.
那下面说, 只要存心谦卑,
that must be humble.
我们需要在神的跟前, 这个存心谦卑啊, 他是说呢, 你这个心思里面呢, 这个是个 lowliness, 这个心思里面很低,
humility of the mind, in your lowliness in your mind,
弃绝这些高大的事物,
to reject all these high things.
弟兄姊妹, 一个人如果心思里面很低的话, 他就外表就不会做出高大的事情,
if your mind is lowly, then you will not want to do all these high things.
我实在觉得我们的主是智慧的,
I indeed feel that our Lord is full of wisdom.
你心里到底是不是真的谦卑啊?
Is your heart really humble?
主用环境一显明就显出来了。
Circumstances can easily tell your heart.
所以今天我们要经得起环境的这个考验。
We must be able to test the test of circumstances.
有位年长的姊妹讲了一句话, 到今天我都不会忘记。
Elderly brothers and sisters say a word and up to today I still cannot forget about it.
她说啊, 环境不会败坏人。
Circumstances cannot destroy a person.
环境只会显明人。
Circumstances can only reveal the state of a person.
一直到今天这句话在我里面都是好像一个警钟一样在提醒。
This word has been like a warning bell within me up to today.
如果你里面没有那个东西, 环境显出来也不影响你, 对不对?
If your heart does not possess that thing, the circumstances will not cause it to be revealed.
如果你里面已经有这个东西了, 那个环境显明, 你就败坏。
If in your heart exists that thing, then the circumstances will cause that thing to come out.
所以我们不要怪环境。
So do not blame circumstances.
我们要看见神今天把我们摆在这些环境中间, 是要来考验我们的。
The Lord puts us in these circumstances to test us.
我已经讲过, 主耶稣啊, 他不要用这个笔试啊, 这个叫你来写的, 他用环境来考验我们。
The Lord doesn't test us with writing, He tests us by circumstances.
我们是不是真正的很谦卑呢?
Are we really humble?
这不是你嘴巴讲的。
It's not what your mouth says.
环境一显出来就显明出来了。
Circumstances can reveal this state of yours.
所以这个是今天在教会的生活里面, 我们需要避免。
This is something that in a church condition, we ought to.
个人要看别人比自己强。
Each of you to regard one another as more important than himself.
真正的谦卑啊, 才会看别人比自己强。
True humility will regard others as more important than yourself.
个人呢, 不要单顾自己的事。
Do not merely look out for your own personal interests.
你要知道, 有的时候在教会侍奉上呢, 这个个人看别人比自己强啊, 会弄到一个消极的一面东西去。
Not regarding others as more important than yourself can be a negative effect.
就是说你要比方你教会有侍奉，你请一个弟兄啊，请你来做这件事情。
So sometimes you say, brother, come and invite you to do this.
他说，哎呀，我不行了，我不行，你找别的弟兄吧。
The brother said, oh, I cannot do it. You find other brothers and sisters.
这个是不是个人看别人比自己强?
Isn't this having higher regard for others?
但这个是假谦卑啊。
This is false humility.
这不是真的谦卑啊。
This is not real humility.
因为他不愿意背责任啊。
Because he doesn't want to bear responsibility.
啊, 他是想要推脱。
He wants to siam.
你说什么?
不见吧。
你这个不是一个真正的积极的态度。
This is not a correct attitude.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 真诚的谦卑, 它是有正面积极的一种反应。
Real humility has got a positive side to things.
它是真正的会顾到别人的。
He will look after others.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
我们可以看见, 保罗在这几句话里面, 简单的话里面给我们看见一个教会正常的一种美丽的一种生活。
Here Paul's words show us the ideal conditions, the correct conditions of church life.
什么东西是我们该做，什么是应该不应该做。
What things we ought to do and what ought things we ought not to do.
但是在第二节这里啊。
But in verse 2 here.
那么保罗告诉我们要有相同的一个意念。
Here it says the same mind.
啊 ，the same mind 这个字啊，这个字呢，在希腊的原文里面。
In Greek, this word same mind.
啊，它前面呢有一个前置词。
There is a prefix.
啊 ，prefix 这个前置词呢，哈，用英文的拼音出来的话就是 sun。
This prefix is spelled sun.
啊，这个不是指的太阳说的。
It's not talking about the sun.
啊，这个也不是我那个姓啊。
It's also not my surname.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个 sun 是什么意思呢
？What does this prefix sun mean？
这是非常宝贵的一个字。
This is a most precious word.
那个字如果翻出来，英文的意思就是 together。
The translation of this word is means together.
啊，我们看见保罗在腓立比书里面呢。
We see Paul in the book of Philippians.
有九次提到这个字。
9 times he mentioned this sun.
弟兄姊妹们，这个可以作为今天我们在教会合一见证上面的一个可以实行的一个东西。
This is something practical that can be actualized in regards to church testimony.
我们千万不要把这个合一啊变成了一个道理，变成一个虚幻的东西。
We must not make this notion of testimony into just a doctrine.
而是在我们实际的生活里面呢，应当的可以实行的。
But in our practical living, it can be actualized.
啊。除了我们该注重教会中间刚刚我们讲的那许多美丽的这些表现。
We just mentioned about those beautiful outcomes that can be actualized.
我们应该避免的那许多不应该有的事情之外。
We must avoid those things that we shouldn't do.
我们应该有个意念，每一样事情我们都是 together.
We must have this disposition that we should do all things together.
啊，什么叫做聚会呢
？What is to meet together? What is to?
他已经讲出来了。啊，那个聚会的就是 gather together， 对不对 ？Gathering together.
A meeting is to gather together.
就是我们每一样事物都在一起。
Everything we do together.
所以我们在教会里要学习啊，尽量的和我们的弟兄姊妹们在一起。
That together we try to be with one another.
啊，我想我们快快的把这几个点呢稍微看一下。
We quickly go through these points.
你在这个第一章的第七节这里。
In chapter 1 verse 7.
啊，我们中文呢把它翻成一同。就是 together 的意思。
Yeah, in the Chinese is together.
啊，他这里哈，这个他说我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因为你们藏在我心里。无论我在捆锁之中，是辨明正是福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。
For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart. Since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me.
啊。那当然，这里保罗指的是他在工作上面，腓立比的弟兄姊妹们都是跟他一同有份，然后一同蒙恩的。
So here Paul is referring to his co-workers who have a part of work together with him.
啊，那么这里就讲到说呢，弟兄姊妹们，如果我们有一个好处的话呢，我们应该怎么样跟所有的弟兄姊妹们，应该在一起。来分享。
Here it says that if we have something good, then we ought to share it out with one another.
我们实在看见啊，这个教会呢，在一个神所要的那个正常的光景中的时候啊
，that in normal times in church life
就应该像耶路撒冷教会开头出现的光景一样
，must be like the times when the church in Jerusalem first started.
如果你把《使徒行传》第二章第44节到47节看一下。
If you see Acts chapter 2 verse 44 onwards,
你实在能感觉耶路撒冷教会开头的光景是发光的。
You can see that the condition of the church during then was a luminous one,
并且是明亮的光。
Luminary.
他怎么说？他说信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And all of them who had believed were together and all things in common, and they began selling their properties and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need.
所以在开头的时候，教会有这个凡物公用。
There is this sharing together all in one.
他每一样东西呢，都是大家来分，大家来分享的。
Everybody was sharing one another.
这实在是个美丽的光景。
This is a beautiful condition.
所以，因为在这样的光景里面呢
，because of this condition they are in.
啊，四十六节说，他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中擘饼。存着欢喜诚实的心，诚实的心用饭。
And so day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart.
赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救人天天加给他们。
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord was adding to the number day by day those who were being saved.
所以那个时候呢，我想也不是一个使徒们好像有没有这种教导呢？好像也没有这种教导，他们就是怎么样呢？那个主的爱在他们中间的这个激发起来的时候呢，他们就觉得彼此不分了。
Yeah, I don't think there was teaching at that time on this, but when the love was aroused within them, they just shared with one another.
后来为什么在教会中间很难实行这个所谓的凡物公用呢
？Why is it that subsequently in the church we could not do this？
是因为我们这些堕落的人。
Because of our fallen selves.
我们都晓得将来到永世里面呢，又恢复这样的光景。
We know that later, next time in the eternal times to come,
将来你进到永世里面去的时候
，in the eternal age to come,
弟兄姊妹，那真的是都是凡物公用。
Then everything will be shared in common.
啊，那么今天弟兄姊妹们，我们在教会中间要学的一点。
We need to learn a little of this whilst we're on this earth.
啊，我读过一本书啊。
I read a book.
它记载着在大概1948-50年的时候。
In 1948-1950, at that time.
啊，那个时候我们知道中国呢正是产生大变动的一个时候。
We know that China at that time had great change.
但是教会里面信主的人呢成千上万。
But those who believed in the Lord were in thousands.
那么因为在这个战乱的情况中啊，大家都非常的穷苦。
The people were in great poverty at that time.
所以那时候的教会里面也年长的一些弟兄们就起来说话。
And so at the time, the elderly brothers spoke.
就说啊，今天呢，如果你有两件衣服的，你就要拿出一件来。
If today you have two clothing, you take out one.
你有两双鞋子，你就要拿出一双来。
If you have two pairs of shoes, you take one pair out.
那个时候呢，我们看见弟兄们就鼓励所有的圣徒们尽量的帮助其他。穷困的弟兄姊妹。
At the time, there was a great exaltation to have brothers and sisters to share with one another to help out.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个 together 的一个意念。
This is a together disposition.
要一同在主面前来蒙恩。
Together they receive grace.
那么在第二章第二节那里
，In chapter 2:2，
就告诉我们要有相同的心思啊。
That they must have the same mind.
啊，有一同的一个心思。那个心思啊，这个原文的意思，它不是心思，原文是 soul。魂
In the original, it's not mind but soul.
这个好像很难明白啊。
It's like very hard to understand.
怎么弄到一个地步，大家的魂都可以一起呢
？How is it that we reach a point where everyone's souls can be together?
当然，如果我们把魂解释就是心思、意念、情感。
Then that is thought intents and emotions.
所以这个也有可能。我们看见教会历史上有些复兴的年代出现的时候
We see that in the church there were in times of revival
弟兄姊妹不仅在灵里面是合一的
Not only were they together oneness in the spirit
达到一个地步连魂里面都合一了
They were also in oneness in the soul
相同的感情相同的思想和意念
Same emotion same thinking Same intents
所以今天我们要尽量的学着
So today we mustHave this lesson.
在我们的思想上、情感上，尽量 together.
That in our minds, in our thinking, we must be together.
那么第二章第十七节那里
，Chapter 2:17,
保罗又运用说的一同喜乐。
Here it says, together to share my joy.
保罗是说呢，我要被交奠在其上，我甚至把我的命交奠在上面，也是快乐。并且呢，怎么样？要跟你们一起快乐。
But even if I'm being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with you all.
所以教会里面要喜乐，我们大家一起喜乐。
So if the church someone wants to be happy, all can be happy together.
在第二章二十五节那里。
In chapter 2:25.
那么这个地方呢，保罗是提到他的同工了。
Paul mentions about his co-worker.
这个以巴弗提。
Aphrodite.
他说他是我的兄弟。
He is my brother.
他是与我一同做工的。
My fellow worker.
啊，英文翻成 fellow worker， 它的原文呢就是这个叫做 together work， 就是这样。
In the original, this fellow worker means together worker.
啊，那我们看见以巴弗提，你真的是跟这个保罗呢，那真是在一起做工的。
Here, Epaphroditus was a together worker with Paul.
所以我们知道，在教会的侍奉上，你有真正的有同工，是很宝贵的一件事情。
In the work of the church, if you have a true co-worker, it's precious.
啊，我们看见今天有很多弟兄姊妹们在地上侍奉，很多人侍奉都是单枪匹马的。
There are many people who serve the Lord today, and they are
Lone Ranger.
Lone Rangers.
这自己一个人在那里。
They are just one Lone Ranger.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个实在不是太美丽。
This is not beautiful.
啊，我们看见保罗在这里，以巴弗提啊，跟他一起一同做工。
You see, the Epaphroditus here was a together worker with Paul.
我们。最得安慰的，有时候在教会中看见的侍奉上面，啊，有些弟兄们跟我们一起啊。
What comforts us is brothers and sisters together with us in our work.
啊，这是很美丽的一件事情。
Beautiful.、
那么不仅这样，还一同当兵。
Here, not only so, but together soldier.
啊，那么这个在战场，在属灵征战上面呢
？In warfare.
你要知道，有的时候。我们得着别人的帮助啊，我们能够一同征战，哎呀，这个是很得力的一件事情。
With the help of others, we can battle together, and that is wonderful.
啊，弟兄姊妹，要打仗，我们就一起打。
Want to fight? Fight together.、
啊、我常常发现，教会中有时候发现难处的时候呢，很可怜的，都是一个人在前面挡。
Every time, sometimes I realize in the church when there's a difficulty, it's only one lone ranger out there fighting.
啊，就好像保罗在最后的那一段光景很凄凉。
Especially Paul's condition at the end of his life was a deplorable one.
我初次分数的时候，在那个王面前分数，没有一个人站在我旁边。
In my first defense, no one stood by me.
全亚细亚人都离弃我。
All Asia forsook me.
哇，一个人打仗。
One person fighting the battle.
弟兄姊妹们，多么孤单。
So lonely.
啊，今天呢，我的弟兄遇见难处了啊，他又遇见征战。
Today, if a brother has got warfare,
没有问题，我跟你站在一起，我们两个一起打。
Says no problem, I stand beside you, we'll fight together.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
啊，我们需要这个一同当兵。
We must be together soldiers.
啊，就在征战的事情上面，在属灵征战的事情上面，弟兄姊妹们一同征战。
In spiritual warfare, we must fight together. 啊，
那在第三章十七节那里
，In chapter 3 verse 17.、
这里这个字也是前面它有这个顺这个字。
There's also this prefix of sun.
啊，三章十七节。
Chapter three verse.
他说：“弟兄们，你们要一同效法我。”这里叫一同效法。
Says brethren, join in following my example. Together, follow my example.
保罗呢，要求腓立比的弟兄姊妹们呢，要大家一同起来效法。
So Paul encourages the Philippians to together to imitate him.
意思说呢，你不要这个效法，那个不效法，这个这样子不好。
It shouldn't be this person imitate and that person does not imitate.
所以我们在属灵事情上也是这样。
In spiritual things, we must be likewise.
弟兄姊妹，当有好的事情的时候
，When there are good things,
啊，我们一同来追求。
We must do it together.
啊，我们大家一同在主面前，来得着。
That everybody will gain together.
啊，第四章第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
他说呢，我也求你这真实同父异轭。
This indeed true comrade.
这个中文翻是一同父轭。
哎呀，
Fellow yoke fellow. 就是一同父轭。
Fellow yoke.True yoke fellow, yoke together.
那我们知道，有的时候在侍奉上面，
very often in service,
我们就好像那个牛在覆额一样。
It's like two ox together yoked.
这个我们的主耶稣啊，要我们跟他一同覆额。
The Lord wants us to be yoked with Him.
当然了。 弟兄姊妹，你跟主一同复活是你的福气啊。
It is a privilege to be yoked with the Lord.
因为主把大部分的力量都他担的，对不对
？Because most of the burden is borne by the Lord.
但在教会的侍奉上也是一样。
Similarly in church service.
哎呀，当我们看见有的弟兄们在那里复活，那个实在是非常的沉重。
When we see brothers and sisters bearing a heavy yoke.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看见这个情况的时候呢
，When we see such a condition，
啊，你也愿意把你的这个肩膀摆进去，跟他一起负荷。
You should be willing to your shoulder to bear that yoke together。
这是美丽的。
This is beautiful。
啊，我们需要今天一同负荷的人。
We need fellow together co-yokers。
弟兄姊妹，这是在教会中间呢，实际的实行所谓的这个。这个身体合一的见证的一个实际的一个经历。
This is a practical experience that we need to have in terms of this corporate body life.
在第四章里面讲，还有讲到一同劳苦。
In chapter 14, here it says co-laboring.
弟兄姊妹们，当别人在那里劳苦的时候
，When others are laboring，
如果我们能跟他一同劳苦
，If we can Labor together，
或者今天有一个重大的一个托付在这里，我们大家一同来做。
If there is a heavy responsibility, we all do it together。
这是多么好的一件事情呢
？This is most wonderful。
然后他下面就讲到一同做工。
And then after that, together workers。
所以在腓立比书里面
，So in Philippians，
保罗用了一个 together 的这么一个思想。
Paul uses this together。Thinking
啊，我觉得这个今天在教会的生活侍奉中间，这是非常重要的一件事情。
In this regard to service, this is important, very important matter.
也是非常美丽的。
Also a very beautiful one.
啊，既然主把我们摆在一起，一同来为主做见证。
Since the Lord put us together for His testimony.
所以我们每样事物学习要在一起。
Then in all things we must learn to be together.
弟兄姊妹们，这个呢，乃是今天呢。那个真正教会合一的那个见证的一个实行的路啊。
So this is a road, a practical road in which the church can actualize testimony for God.
所以我们希望把这个腓立比书里面这个第二章第一节到第四节这个，我们要把它能够领会它。
So we want to understand Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 to 4.
那些是教会美丽的生活应该有的一种情形。
This is What ought to exist in beautiful church life?
但是另外呢，在我们要做这个合一的见证的事上，我们不要忘记这个 together 这个意念。
In terms of working out this corporateness, we need to be mindful of this togetherness.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个一个合一的一个教会的见证
，this oneness in testimony
是一个发光的见证。
It is a Luminary light testimony.
所以我们在这个弯曲背扭的时代
So in this crooked and perverse generation
当地上的光景非常的黑暗
When the conditions of this earth is full of darkness
非常混乱的时候
Full of confusion
我们人就要能够有一个心智
We need to have this mind
愿意遵行主的旨意
To be obedient to God's will
竭力的人就追求这个合一的见证
To be diligent to keep the unity of this testimony
我们看见在教会历史中
We see in the history of the church
好多次的大复兴
A lot of the great revival
实在是带进极明亮的光
Brought in beautiful light
我想弟兄姊妹常常听见那个弟兄运动
We often hear the brethren movement
我们晓得最早的这个摩尔维亚的弟兄运动
We hear the earlier Moravian movement.
当众人在基督里合而为一的时候
，When the masses are together in unity.
啊，那实在是发光。
Then indeed it is a luminary.
并且对教会、对神的儿女产生非常重大、长远的影响。
That has great impact for God's people.
啊，到以后这个 Plymouth 这个弟兄运动起来。
When the Plymouth brethren came forth.
我们看见又是带进一阵的复兴。
We see that it brought a great revival.
啊，我们看见1904年威尔斯的大复兴。
1904, the Wesleyan revival, revival.
当教会被带到一个合一的光景中的时候，
when the church was brought to this unity,
那实在是有明亮的光。
Then there was this luminary.
我记得有一次我读这个宾路易师母记载这个威尔斯大复兴的这个情况。
When I read Mrs. Penn Lewis's account of this revival,
她用这样的话来形容。
She used these words to explain.
她说当有一天他们聚会的时候，
One day when they were meeting,
大概有六千多人在一起。
There were 6,000 odd people.
她说那个聚会啊，忽然之间被带到一种光景，她感觉那个整个聚会啊，像是透明的。
The whole meeting was brought to such a point that the whole place was like transparent.
像 crystal 一样
crystal crystal、
啊、弟兄姊妹们，这是他们当时聚会的那里面，这是一个感觉。
It was a feeling at that time in the meeting.
那是因为整个、教会的光景能被带到、圣灵的主权底下。
Because the whole condition was brought under the subjection of the leading of the Spirit.
那是在一个复兴的光景中。
And in this state of revival,
多么美好啊，
so beautiful.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
是的，将来进入永世的时候，
So one day when we enter into the eternal age,
啊，我们脱下败坏的天性，
we remove our fallen nature,
众人在基督里合而为一，
that all masses will be together in unity,
那座新城耶路撒冷出现，
and the new Jerusalem to appear,
那是要发大光的，
and then there will be a great light.
但是今天主在地上，
but today whilst
the, 人就希望地上的教会，
that the Lord is hoping that the churches in, on earth today,
在各处人就能成为一个发光体，
that the localities will be a luminary,
能有明光照耀，
that we will be like lights in the world,
能够把生命的道把它表明出来，
that the word of life can be expressed forth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
这个教会的合一，
the unity of the church,
这也是这个生命的道被显明出来的一个很重要的一个原因。
It's an important reason for the word of life to come forth.
所以这一次呢，我们在腓立比书里面，
So this time in the book of Philippians,
主让我们来注意、这么重要的一件事情。
The Lord enabled us to see such an important matter,
这么美丽的一种结果，
Such a beautiful end goal.
但是主也把一些的原因告诉我们。
But the Lord also gave us some reasons.
愿这些呢都成为我们可以寻求的路。
Hopefully that these will all be roads in which we can pursue.
愿主让这些话不是光是成为一点的道理。
That these words will not just be teaching.
但愿能激励我们弟兄姊妹们。
That it will encourage us, our hearts.
在主回来的日子之前，
That before the Lord returns,
我们能追求美好的教会生活。
That we can pursue beautiful church life.
让主回来的时候呢，
That when the Lord returns,
弟兄姊妹们，我们能有美好的光景。
That we will have a beautiful condition to receive him.
我常常里面深处有一个感觉啊。
Very often in my heart, I have this feeling.
对不起，请你原谅我在借两三分钟。
I borrow 2-3 minutes.
我常常想，主如果回来的时候，
I often think that if the Lord returns,
我们应当怎样来迎接他呢？
How should we receive him?
我曾经碰见很爱主的弟兄，曾经这样跟我讲。
I met brothers who love the Lord who told me.
他说主如果回来，
if the Lord comes back,
他说我很羞愧。
I'll be very ashamed.
我是巴不得找一个地洞钻进去。
I hope that there would be a hole for me to go under.
那我想啊，弟兄姊妹，如果主回来，我们都是这样，主心里会快乐吗？
In my heart, I think if all of us are like that, then would the Lord's heart be saddened?
像我，你每次出门回家，
It's like when I return back home.
我的姊妹孩子，他一听说我回来了，很高兴，开着门欢迎呢，对不对？
My sister and my children, they will happily open the door to receive me, isn't it?
那我就觉得非常快乐。
Then I will be so happy.
如果我一回家，
if I go home.
他们每个人都找个地方躲起来了。
Everyone go and hide themselves.
那我回来有什么快乐呢？
Then what joy do I have when I'm coming back?
假如今天主回来了，
If the Lord comes back today,
一看地上没有一个圣徒迎接他，
If not a single saint want to receive him,
大家都找着洞躲起来了。
Everyone finds a hole to hide themselves.
我想主也没有光彩。
Then there will be no glory.
主回来心里也很难过。
The Lord will be very sad.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要伤主的心。
We must not hurt the Lord.
我们不要叫主难过。
We must not cause the Lord.
我们希望主回来的时候，
We hope that when the Lord returns,
我们能够有好的光景欢迎他。
That we will have a good condition to receive him.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
主实在 是快回来了。
The Lord indeed will return soon.
盼望这些话在我们里面能够带给我们一点的力量。
May these words give us some strength within us.
我们愿主祝福恩待我们。
May the Lord bless us with His grace.
我们请低头在那祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们实在谢谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
我们是这样的软弱。
We are such weak people.
但是你却拣选我们来为你做见证。
But you have called us, Lord, to give testimony to you.
并且我们知道你的选召是没有后悔的。
We know that your calling is it's not unto repentance.
主啊，当我们有一点点的心愿。
We have a desire in our hearts.
愿意遵行你的旨意。
That we want to follow after your will.
我们相信你会成全。
Lord, we know that you will fulfill.
既然你在你的话语中启示我们教会应当有的光景。
Yes, in your word, you reveal to us that the church ought to have a condition.
主啊，我们也愿意你的话应验在我们身上。
We ask that your word will be fulfilled in our lives.
主啊，这些日子用你的恩手握住每一个属于你的人。
May your hand of grace grab hold of each and every one of us.
愿你借着你的灵在我们身上做工。
That your spirit will work in us individually.
装饰我们。
Equip us.
这是像装饰新妇一样。
Like equipping the bride.
好叫我们能够有一天欢欢喜喜地迎接你的再来。
That we will one day receive you joyfully.
主啊，不管这条路多艰难。
No matter how difficult this road is.
不管今天我们遇见的情况是多么的困难。
No matter what kind of circumstances we are in.
不管环境有怎么样的变化。
No matter how much changes there are in the environment.
愿我们里面有清楚的标杆。
That we have a clear goal within us.
并且我们能够竭力地往前。
That we would pursue to move forward.
让我们和我们所有的弟兄姊妹们一同往前。
That together with all the brothers and sisters we can move forward.
让主的爱把我们紧紧地连在一起。
That through God's love we can be neatly joined together.
让我们在爱中学习彼此的安慰，彼此的扶持。
That in love we might be able to encourage and console one another.
主，我们相信你的恩手会牵引我们。
We believe your hand of grace will lead us.
我们感谢你。
Thank you.
求你祝福这些话语。
Will you bless these words?
也再次祝福整个的特会。
That you bless the entire conference.
愿我们带着主丰盛的恩典回去。
That we will bring riches of his blessings home.
愿我们余下的年日。
In our remaining days.
不多的日子里面。
In these days we can number.
我们能够有更好的光景，叫你的心得到满足。
That we have a better condition that your heart can be satisfied.
求你纪念我们的心愿。
That you will remember our desire.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear this our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.